What made this picture particularly shocking and revolutionary were the images Picasso combined within it.
The faces of the three women to the left are believed to be derived from archaic Iberian sculpture. But the two women on the right, their fractured, irregular, distorted faces are based on the art of Africa, on tribal African masks that Picasso had encountered in Paris. Now, there's a long debate about the extent to which Picasso was influenced by African art, and he muddied the waters considerably by making a series of completely contradictory statements. But you can see that Picasso, consciously and subconsciously, by using African art, was bringing into his paintings ideas about Africa that were current in Europe at the time. He was a product of his time, like anybody else, and he lived in an age when Africa was the focus of huge amounts of speculation and debate about the meaning of savagery and civilization, of us and them, ideas about race, ideas about exoticism, ideas about eroticism. So by placing the faces of African masks onto prostitutes, Picasso was detonating two powerful sets of ideas about race and savagery, civilization, empire, with older ideas about female sexuality and prostitution.
In one painting, Picasso had turned Western ideas about art on their head. He sought to express not simply aesthetic beauty, but frightening, primal feelings about sex, violence, and even death. And that worked partly because of the mask's associations in the minds of those who first saw this painting with civilizations they considered primitive. It was the apparent threat of these objects that made them so shocking, and the perceived barbarism of the cultures that produced them, which reinforced the assumed superiority of European culture.